Okay, let's start from Samachayim and Aleph, the second line, two dots.
I'm sorry, where are you?
Samachayim and Aleph, two dots on the second line. But the Mishnah said that when the Korban Pesach was shechted on Shabbos, so the first group leaves, and they stay in the chayel. Actually, further back, the Korban Pesach was shechted in three groups. So what happened was the first group left. They finished their whole process. They left. Then the second group came in. After the second group came, then it left, and the third group came in. So Tana the Brisa says, "He nikras kat atzlonis." That third group, that last group, was called the lazy group, the kat atzlonis, because they waited until the end to come. So they were called the atzlonim, the lazy people. Frakti gemara v'aloisaki the lavochi. The Torah said, like we said in the beginning of the parak, you need three groups: kal ve'ed of Yisrael. So what are they doing wrong? You need them. You have to have that third group. So why are they a lazy group? But at least according to that shita, because of the suffix, we have to have a third group. So since we need them, so what are they doing wrong by coming then? Says the Gemara. So my other member, what should have they done? Says the Gemara. Afilu achi. Nonetheless, ibaruz ruzi nafshayu. You're right that there needs to be a third group. But each individual person, he should have been mizaris himself to be from the first two groups. Kinitanya, similar to what we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yomer. Rabbi says, Yeshalaylam belay baisem uvalay bursi. The world, in order to the world to exist, so you need people who produce spices, they're a baisem, and you need people who are tanners, who are bursi. However, Asher Mishum Nasi Baisim, Oilo the Mishum Nasi Borsi. However, lucky, praiseworthy is that person who his craft is that he's a Baisim, because he walks around and he smells very nice. He gets the fragrance from all the Bissam that he works with, they rub off on him and he ends up smelling very nice. And Oilo the Mishum Nasi Borsi, and woe to the person who his trade, his craft is that he's a bursi, he's a tanner. Because working with all those hides while they're being processed, it gives a very foul odor. And again, it rubs off on the person, that the person's going to end up smelling not so good, not so pleasant. So even though the world needs it to exist, lamaisa, the person who ends up being that, is not lucky for such a thing. Similarly, v'yashalayilam b'lay scharim u'b'lay nekevis, in order for the world to exist, we need both Sacharim and Nekevis. You need male and female. However, Ashi Mi Shabbanu Sacharim, lucky is the one who his children are Sacharim, are male. Oilai Lumi Shabbanu Nekevis, and woe to the one to his children are female. So we see this concept that even though the world needs both, it doesn't have to mean that they're both the same. The one who has the better one has the better lot, and the one who has the other one, the lesser one, is not such a good lad. So the same thing over here. You're right that you need all three groups, but it doesn't mean to say that the one who came to the first group is not better off than the one who came to the third group. Then the Mishnah continued. The Mishnah said, "Kemaseu b'chol kach maseu b'shabbos." The same way that the process was done when Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday, so too it was done on Shabbos, except that on Shabbos, the Kehanim used to clean the floor of the Azara, and that was Shalai Brutzayin Chachamim. That was against the will of Chacham. The Chacham weren't happy that they used to clean the floor on Shabbos. They held it on Shabbos, it shouldn't have been done. So the Gemara explains, Shalai Brutzayin Man, who Shito was not happy with this, that they cleaned the floor on Shabbos? Meaning they didn't do Pashtas Amalacha Darais over here, according to most. All they did was they plugged up the canal, like we explained, and the water overflowed and it washed off the floor. So what's wrong with that? Shalai Brutzayin Man, like who disagreed with this? Our Ramchista says, Ramchista, Shalai B'Rabtzayin Rabbi Yezer, this is not like the Shita of Rabbi Yezer, which we'll explain in a moment. The Rabbanon, because like the Shita Rabbanon, Ha'am Yishusu, washing the floor in Shabbos is only a Shus, is only a Rabbanon. The Ein Shus B'Mikdash, so what's the big deal? Over here we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. We know we have a Klal, Ein Shus B'Mikdash. So what's the problem if they wash the floor on Shabbos? There's no problem with that. Most people going like the Shita Rabbi Eliezer, that we'll see soon that Rabbi Eliezer held that washing the floor is more chomer. So since washing the floor is more chomer, so either it would be the Raisa in the Beis HaMikdash as well, and therefore they can't be matarit, or even if it's not the Raisa in the Beis HaMikdash, but we had this concept already in the last parak of Erevin, there are certain shusim that are much closer to the Raisa than even in the Mikdash they were geyser. So since in the Medina it's very easy to come to the Raisa with washing the floor, so in the Mikdash, such a shus, even in the Mikdash they were geyser. The malacha is going to be that we're going to get to soon is going to be Ashriya Gumais.
So it's for sure, right?
So the pashtus is, so Rabbi Eliezer holds, I mean the Rishonim are about this, we'll see soon. The pashtus is by us it's only Gzeira Otu Ashriya Gumais is the Rabban. Rabbi Eliezer seems to hold that in the Medina it's the Raisa. The question is what about the Mikdash, because the Mikdash had a stone floor. So that's what I meant before. So either you have to say that between the stones there were cracks that it was still possible to Ashriya Gumais, or Akoponim, since in the Medina it's shaykh to become to the right, it's a deraisa, so the gzeira of a stone floor onto a wood floor, onto a dirt floor was much more common in those days. Right, because we were guys on like log. But that, but if even a wood floor, if even a dirt floor is only Gzeir Otu Ashriya Gumais, so the Shvus of Leiplog is a Shvach of the Rabbanon. So over there we'll say in Shvus B'Mikdash. This is the way Taisus explains. Masha Enkin, if on a dirt floor you could, is Mamash of the Raisa, so a stone floor Otu a dirt floor is a strong Shvus than that they were guys are even in the Mikdash. So again, Amar Reb Chisda, Shalai B'Tzayim Reb Eliezer, it's not like Reb Eliezer was the one who wasn't happy with it. Dirabbanon, because according to the Shita Rabbanon, Ha'am is Shvus, washing floors, cleaning floors on Shabbos is only a Shvus, even in your house. If that's the case, in Shvus B'Mikdash, we should go back to the rule that even in the Beis HaMikdash, the in Shvus B'Mikdash, so it should be Mutal L'Chatchila. Why did the Rabbanon object to the fact that they were cleaning the floors? Mai, where do we have...
Using a broom or something?
No, they were just with water.
So that's a step removed from...
Yeah.
They
were just using water, but the way Rashi says it is, since Kibbut HaBayis is also deraisa, according to Rabbi Eliezer, so any type of kibbut would be also, whether it's with a broom or even if it's with water. So Mai, what's this Rabbi Eliezer? The Tanya... So, whether a person milks a cow on Shabbos, v'amachabitz, or he makes cheese, so in the process of making cheese, he puts the rennet into the milk so it should solidify and become cheese. V'amagavin is a different type of cheese process that they made, that they press the cheese in order to make it into solid blocks. So, all those things, kegregis, the shear of a gregris, the shear of a dry fig, that's the shear to be chayv on achatas on Shabbos. Now these three, everybody agrees, are malacha deraisa. Choylev is a toldo of dosh, which because it's mefarik, you're separating the liquid from the solid cow. Mechabetz, the Gemara says in Shabbos, is boirer, because you're separating the curds, the hard, the stuff that solidifies from the liquid, from the whey. And Megavin is Baina. So these three, everybody agrees, is a Malacha Deraisa, it would be Chayav Chatos, once he does the proper shear. The shear is, for any of these three, a Gregris. HaMechabed, someone who sweeps the house, HaMerabeds, or he washes the floors to, like they used to do in those days, since they had dirt floors, so they put water on the floor to keep the dust down. V'aroy Dechalas Devash, or he takes out a honeycomb from the beehive. B'shoigig, if he did it b'shoigig b'chashavas on Shabbos, chayv chatos. So according to this shita, which is the shita of Eliezer, these three are also malachas deraisa. And therefore, had they been done b'shoigig on Shabbos, they would be chayav achatos like any other melacha on Shabbos that is done b'shoigig. Hezi b'yantiv, and it was done b'mezid on yantiv, like as arbaim, he would get malchus, because mechal yantiv, there's no chorus for yantiv, it's only malchus. So if he did b'mezid on yantiv, he would get malchus. They would be yazer, because he holds that all three of these are vayted deraisa. So mechavid and merabits, washing the floors or sweeping the floors, boils down to, like we said before, is ashwiya gumais, and he holds more than the rabbanon, who we're going to see in a minute, that hold it's only a gzeira that you may come to fill up the holes. He holds that while you're sweeping the floor, you are having kavana to sweep up the holes, so it's vaday deraisa. It's not a gzeira that you may come to deraisa. It's vaday deraisa. And Roy de Chalas Devash, he holds that the Gemara in Shabbos says, based on Sukkim, that the Torah calls the honeycombs Yaris Devash, like a yar, like a forest. So just like plants that grow from the ground, it's called Mechubra, so cutting it would be considered Ktsira. So cutting the honeycombs off the beehive would be considered Ktsira, so it would be a Melacha D'oraisa, it would be Chayav Achatos for doing so on Shabbos. The Chum disagree. Chum say, both this and that, meaning Mechabim Rabbis is not offering me the Raisa because of Baina, because it's not a Raisa, it's only there that you may be Mechabim to fill up a hole. The Pashtun says you're not being Mechabim to fill up holes, and therefore it's only also the Rabbanon because you may be Mechabim to fill up a hole. And who Huadin, right, the Chalas Devash, it's not really growing from the ground, it's coming from a beehive. He doesn't hold that drasha from the pasuk that it's considered like it's attached to the ground, and therefore it's only a gzeira cutting off a beehive, or to cutting off a tree, but it's not a deraisa. So bottom line, coming back to our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yezer, that mechabin rabbits are malacha deraisa. So you don't have the clout of Ein Shuas B'Mikdash, Midaraisa, they can't be Matar Shuas. They can't be Matar Daraisa in the Mikdash. On Shuas, they can be Matar because Shuas is the Rabbanon. Therefore, the Chum were not happy with the fact that the Kayanim washed the floors on Shabbos. Masha Enkin, according to Rabbanon, since washing the floors is only the Rabbanon, so there's the cloud of Ein Shuas B'Mikdash, what would be the problem with the Kayanim washing the floors on Shabbos? Rabashi says no. You could say that Pshat in the Mishnah that we said Shalei B'Ritzayin Chachamim is the Chachamim over there that hold that washing floors and sweeping floors is only a Drabanan. I, what happened to the cloud of Ein Shuas B'Mikdash? Teretz is Reb Nosani. It's like the Shita of Reb Nosani, Tanya. Reb Nosani Eimer, Shuas Tzricha Hitiru, Shuas Eine Tzricha Lo Hitiru. The cloud of Ein Shuas B'Mikdash is not a blanket statement that no matter what, there's no shuas in the Beis HaMikdash. It's only a shuas after Reb Nosson that's letzayrach the malacha. As long as the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash needs that shuas, like all the examples we had in Ervin, so therefore they were matter it. But over here, the avoid was already complete. They already finished the class of the Karban Pesach. They just want to clean it to make it look nice. That's called a shuas. And even though it's a shvus that's ain't a tzricha, la'yitirus, after nothing, that a shvus that wasn't the tzarech la'avoida, even in the mikdash, they were never matter.
The shleimer
tzarech ever
mean it's
an issue
in any other context? We have this other place in
the shot. I don't know. I mean, shleimer tzarech, one second, earlier in our mesecta, when we had shleimer tzarech chachamim, some of them were Issa Deraisa. Yeah. Some of them were not.
And they kept doing it.
It's interesting, right? I mean, a lot of times they objected. Maybe Guva, because it was a Machloikas, that's why they weren't able to object. Then the Mishnah continued. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Kaisayim Male. Rabbi Yehuda says that when they, every once in a while, they took a mizrak, a kais, and they scooped up blood that was on the floor, and they did a zrika from it. And they did this in case one of the Karbonis never had a zrika, the blood spilled on the floor, so this way they'll end up scooping up the blood right now, and that will, and by throwing it on the Mizbeach, they will be yoytze the zrika of that carbon, so that carbon should be kosher. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda said, they filled up a kais from the blood that was mixed on the floor, because just in case the blood of one of them is spilled out, now that you scoop up from the floor and you did zrika, so hopefully that will be masher, that animal that the blood spilled and never had a zrika yet. So Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda, v'aloi l'niskabu b'kli, this blood never had a kabbalah. Meaning, it went not, there's two ways that the blood could spill. The blood could be first caught in a cup in the mizrak, and then afterwards he spilled it out. Over there the Mishnah said in Zvachim, that such blood you could gather back off the floor and take it to the Mizbeach and do a zrika with it. However, there's another case. It was never caught in the first place. It went straight from the neck of the animal onto the floor. Such blood, the Gemara says in Zvachim, that even if you scoop it up from the floor, it's no good. So over here, the Chachamim, and as of now we're assuming that they knew that somehow, that the blood went straight from the neck of the animal onto the floor, it never had a kabbalah, so what's it going to help to scoop it up and do a zrika with it? This dam is possible. So the Gemara asked me, no, Yadi, how should we know that it went straight to the floor? I mean, it's possible that it spilled out from the cup. It's also possible it went straight to the floor, but how do you know for sure that it went straight to the floor? Maybe it spilled from the cup, which in such a case it would taka be kosher. So you're right, says the Gemara. The Chacham never said that it definitely went straight onto the floor, but this is what they meant to say. Maybe it never had a kabbalah, maybe it went straight to the floor. So the pashup shot in the Gemara is, what are you gaining by doing a zrika? If it went straight to the floor, even if you gather it up and you do a zrika, you're not fixing anything. The problem with that shot is, okay, anachanami, in such a scenario, you're not fixing anything, but at least in the other scenario, that you caught it in a keli and then it spilled onto the floor, so at least over there you'll gain. So you should do it. You should do this anyway, because at least misafik, in case something spilled from the kli onto the floor, in such a case you would be yaitze. So some rishonim say over here that the kasha of the Gemara is because there's an iser to bring, the same way that there's an iser to be makdir imurim on the mizbeach that are possible, so there's an iser to bring dam on the mizbeach that's possible. So if the dam went straight to the floor and never had a kabbalah, not only are you not yoytze the zrika by throwing it on the mizbeach, but it would be even usher to do so. So over here, mitzad echad, you may be gaining, because if it's spilled on the floor from the cup, you would be yoytze the zrika, but mitzad sheni, you're taking a risk, because if it went straight to the floor from the neck, then it's puzzle dam, and then adarab, it's also to do this zrika with it.
Even if it's mixed together with blood that's kosher, meaning for sure some of this was in a kli.
How do we know for sure some of it was?
The floor is full of all the blood that you already did zrika first of all.
Okay, so that blood is potter from zrika anyway.
Puzzle and then it's an issue to put out.
That's shirayim. It might be a different
he's saying maybe there's no blood on the
floor. It seems that the Gemara's kasha is maybe there's no blood that's needed, and there's a shayla of issa, so what are you gaining? So Amalehem, so he answered them, Afani lo yamati elo v'niskabu b'kli. I only was talking about the blood that was caught in the keli. So mino yadi, how do you know? Maybe enechanami, maybe it was complicated, but back to the same kasha, maybe it wasn't caught in the keli. How do you know? And even, so let's go a step further over here. So even if you know that one bit was dropped, but there was some that could have gone directly, so now you have a shayla of bittul. You have a shayla of dam kosher that was spilled on the floor, and dam posel that went directly on the floor. So the question is it bittul or not? So even before we're going to get to review the shita, the dam that min b'min is never bittul, but even according to the Chachamim, the Gemara says in Zvachim, that oilim, that karbonis are not, don't have bittul. So anything that goes on the mizbeach doesn't have bittul. So over here, the Rishonim say a chiddush that dam that's pasul is still called oilim. So the dam that's pasul will not be batal in the dam that's kosher, so you still might have an iser of throwing it on the mizbeach. So Rabbi Yehuda must have meant when he said that it was caught in the kli, is when we know that it was caught in the kli, and we know that no dam spilled out on the floor without a kabbalah. So on that, the Gemara asks me, "No, Yadi, how do we know such a thing?" Since the Kohanim are Zrizim, we could rely on that to say that mistama every animal had kabbalah, and by no animal did they miss the kabbalah that it went straight onto the floor. Frank, the Gemara is reason. One second, if the Kohanim are careful and they know all the halachas, so my mishnah, so then they should be careful not to that it shouldn't spill either. They didn't make sure to do a zrika of every carbon. So what are we afraid of in the first place? Why are we doing a zrika from the blood that's on the floor? And for the Gemara, Agav Zrizusayu, because they're rushing, there were so many karbanis, so they were going, working quickly. So Agav Zrizusayu, the Avdi Mishtapich. So since they were going very quickly, sometimes it could spill out. Meaning it's not Mistaber, because Kayanim Zrizimim, it's not Mistaber that the animal didn't have Kabbalah at all, but it does make sense that as they were going quick, it could have spilled out from the Kaili, and therefore, we could assume that all the blood on the floor is kosher blood, and we'll scoop up every once in a while dam from the floor in order to be mashed those that didn't have a kosher zvika. Frank the Gemara of Aloy Dama Tamsis Murboy. There's blood that comes out from the animal that's not Dama Nefesh, meaning the blood that comes out either beforehand or afterwards, that's not the lifeblood of the animal, is not kosher for Zrika. And that blood is mixed in over here, so that let that blood be Mevatil, the blood that of the kosher blood, the Dama Nefesh, and therefore what are you gaining by doing the Zrika on the Mizbeach? By the time you throw it on the Mizbeach, it's already bottled, it's already it's not kosher for Zrika. And the Gemara reviewed the Taimei, reviewed the Shitazi, the Alma Dama Tamsis Dama Al Yehu. He owes a Dama Tamsis, this blood that came either before or after the Dama Nefesh is considered regular Dam. So as of now, the Gemara is assuming if it's regular Dam, so it's Kasher for Zrika. If it's Kasher for Zrika, it's definitely not Mevato, the other Dam. The Tanya, Dama Tamsis Bazhara, Rebuke to Oimer Bikaris. The Gemara, this is a Bais and Krisus. The Gemara and Krisus is discussing there's five Lavin. That it says by dam, it's referring to different types of dam. And over there, the Tanakhama says that one of the lavim for dam is referring to dam tamsis, but that one does not have karis, according to the Tanakhama. It is dam in the broader sense to say that it's at least also with a lav to eat it, but it's not the regular dam, it's not the spitz dam that one would be a chayav karis for eating. Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Karis. Rebbe Yehuda disagrees. Rebbe Yehuda says, no, Dama Tamsis is just like regular Dam. And therefore, not only if one eats it, b'mezid, would he get Malkus, he would be Ayrelav, he would even get Karis for doing so. So since according to Rebbe Yehuda, it's regular Dam, therefore, it's not Mevato, the other Dam. In fact, the Gemara is that so. I, V'Amar, Rebbe Lazar, Maida Rebbe Yehuda, L'ini Kapar, Shein HaMechapar, even though he holds a Legabi Isser Dam, it's regular Dam, and someone who eats it gets the same Karis as if he ate the Dam HaNefesh. But that's only Legabi, the Isser of Achilas Dam. Legabi Kapar, Legabi Avoid in the Mikdash, it's not considered a regular Dam, and one cannot be Yaitse his Kapar, cannot be Yaitse his Zrika, with doing Zrika from such Dam. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, ki adam hu banefesh yichaper. This is one of the psukim that says that one may not eat dam, the isser of achilas dam, and the Torah says because dam is the nefesh and it's used for kapara on the mizbeach. So from the fact that it doesn't say damu yichaper, it says damu benefesh yichaper. So the Torah is stressing that dam shanefesh yoytzeh b'mechaper, only dam anefesh, the lifeblood of the animal, that the nefesh leaves the animal when that blood leaves. So that blood is kosher to be mechaper on the mizbeach, is kosher to be used for zrika. Dam she'ein anefesh yoytzeh b'ay, whereas dam that's not dam anefesh, ain't a mechaper, cannot be used for kapara. So over here, the Rishonim say it wouldn't be usher, just malav lemer, meaning it's water.
Okay, so we're not interested in
No, so but the kashi is it should be mavato.
We don't have
no, so this is not oilim. I mean, pasul dam, which is oilim, it just became pasul. Mm-hmm. So on that, there's a cloud that oilim are not mavato oilim.
Okay.
This is, for all intents and purposes, water.
And that is the
value. So it's not even oilim. So it's not even shayach to the mizbeach. So over here it should have bittul.
Over here it should have more bittul than blood that's
correct.
Part of
the carbon. It blood that's part of a carbon that's possible.
That's more like
mimbe. We're going before we know mimbe. We're going to get to mimbe in a second. Now we're going like the chum. Mimbe is vatal. It's just that there's exeris akasa that kachim are not mevatal kachim. Oilin are not mevatal oilin.
And this is not called
oilin. And this is not called oilin because there's no shaykh in the mizbeach. It's not roi for the mizbeach. Possible dam is roi for the mizbeach. It's just also to put it there.
It's
kaidish, but it's not oilin. It's not things that go on the mizbeach. It's not roi for the mizbeach.
And before we said it was oilin mizbeach, it was just possible.
Right. Dam that's spilled on the floor is blood that has shayach from mizbeach, but it became possible. So again, the kasha is this dam, since it's not roi for zrika, so it should be for as far as Zrika is concerned, it's not dam that's roi for zrika. It should be mevatel the dam that is roi for zrika. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, "Tam dam rein dam mevatel dam." Teretz is Rabbi Yehuda's lashita, so that Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'mini is never batel. So this dam, you're right, is not roi for zrika, but at the end of the day, it physically is blood. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't look at the dinim of it, like according to Rabban, you look at the dinim that. Said oilim is not mevatel oilim. Rabbi Yehuda learns that no, it has nothing to do with the dinim. We look at the physical makeup of it. We look at the mitzvahs. Min b'mina is not batel. Min b'mina of Isser and Heter, even though in din the two are very different, nonetheless the mitzvahs they're the same and they're not mevatel each other. So who are then over here? The dam that's dam and nefesh does not become this batel in the dam at Tamsis because min b'mina is not batel.
There's no problem putting a random blood
in there. Right. There's no problem of doing that, especially like the says, because it's not possible, right?
You pour water all day.
Yeah. And especially when it's a mix and you're only doing it together, for sure, no problem. Yeah. Tanya, Amalei reviewed the Chacham. The reviewer said to the Chachamim, the divreichim, according to you, that there's no that the blood on the floor, they never gathered it up to throw it on the mizbeach. Lo apiking in his azara. Why did they plug the drain of the azara? Meaning, it seemed that it was a known thing that an erev Pesach they plugged the drain of the azara, so all the dam should stay there and not drain out. So says Rabbi Yehuda, according to me, I understand where that minute came from, because we don't want the blood to drain out, because if the blood drained out, then it will never have a zrika. As long as it doesn't drain out, you could still take a kais from the mixture and throw it on the mizbeach and be yotzei the zrika. So I understand why we plugged up the drain to make sure that none of the blood gets lost, in order that eventually we could do a zrika from it and be machshir the ones that spilled out. But according to you, that you're not doing a zrika anyway, what's the point of plugging the drain? Amalai, so the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why they plugged it has nothing to do with being mashar the karbonis, but rather shvachu the bnei Aaron. It was considered like a praise for the bnei Aaron, for the kehanim sheyochu ad arkuvoseim bedam, that they walked up to their ankles in blood. I mean, it was just to show how many karbonis that they brought that day. They plugged the drain so the blood should gather, that there was so much blood on the floor to show, look how many karbonis came. The blood is so high already. How could they do this, that they let the blood sit there until it was that high and they're walking through the blood while they were doing the Avodah? Isn't the blood a chatzitza? And we know that the Kehanim have to step directly on the floor of the Azara. There can't be a chatzitza between them and the floor. So the Gemara says, Lachu, the blood is liquid, it's still wet, and therefore it's not considered a chatzitza. Kedetanyo, Hadam v'adyoy v'acholov v'advash, either blood or ink or milk or dvash or honey, yaveshim, if they're dried out, choytisim, then they're chatzitza. Lachim, kolzman, that they're moist, that they're wet, Echaitzim, they're not a chatzitzis. So dam, we see clearly, as long as it's lach, it's not chaitzis. So all that pooled blood that was there, the Kohanim have no issue, as far as chatzitzis is concerned, walking through that dam as they're doing avodah, because anyway, dam lach is not chaitzis. Frightening, but you have a different problem. Their clothing are becoming dirty. They're going to get all blood stained from the blood that's on the floor. And Vitnan or Vitanya, if his begadim are soiled, they're dirty, and he did avoida, avoida sepsula, that passes the avoida. So they have to have pure, clean clothes while they did the avoida. So how can they be walking through this blood if that's going to inevitably get their clothing dirty? So maybe you'll answer that as they were walking through the blood, what they did is they lifted up the bottoms of their clothing in order that it shouldn't get wet and it shouldn't get dirty. That can't be, says the Gemara. Tanya, didn't we learn in a Braisa, Midei Ba? The Pasuk says, V'lavash HaKayin Midei Ba. So why was the Ksainus called Midei? So we dash in Midei Kimidasei, because the Lashon of Midah is also, besides the Lashon of Ksainus, that it was their cloak, it's also a Lashon of a measurement. So the bag, it has to fit him. It can't be too small, can't be too big. I mean, it has to hit exactly the right spot. It can't be too long, it can't be too short. So it can't be that they picked it up. Then they wouldn't be Yotze. So must be, says the Gemara, you're right. That which they walked in the blood, they didn't walk in the blood, b'shas, the zrika b'shas, and avodah, that's ma'akiv, because over there they couldn't. But rather, when did they walk through the blood? By lachas evarim lekadosh, when they were taking the limbs of the animal to the rampart of mizbeach to do haktara, that's not considered the lava vaidah. That's not considered an avodah. So at that point in time, they could walk through the blood and they could raise their begadim, because their begadim are not ma'akiv then, because it's not an avodah. The Gemara is going to have to get to in a minute. That's very nice. That helps for that. But how are they going to do the other avodahs that are ma'akiv? So we'll see soon. But Yeah, but okay, they have no problem of getting dirty.
No one said that says the Gemara.
So by the avoiders that are not ma'akiv, so they could walk through the blood to show this shvach how much blood was there. In fact, the Gemara of Eloi, the halacha is not ma'akiv. The hami mitabai kuna, from the fact that the bringing of the limbs to the Mizbeach requires dafka kohen and not a Yisrael, that's a raya avoida. He must be that it is an avoida. It's not something that's not ma'akiv, meaning enechanami, if it wasn't done, the carbon's still kosher. But in as much as it's done, it's an avoida, and therefore it has all the dini avoida on it. Titanya, vehikriv akayinis akala mizbecha, is a pasuk by the carbon oil. It says the kayin should bring all the parts of the animal onto the mizbeach. We dash and zua halachas evarim lekadosh. That's bringing the evarim, the limbs of the animal, the carbon oil from where it was cut up, from where it was butchered until the ramp of the mizbeach. So we see that it's an avoida, because it says that it requires a kayin. Ella, rather, when did they walk through the blood to show how much blood there was? By lachas eitzel avrochav, when they brought wood to put on the fire on the mizbeach, the lav avodah. That everybody agrees is not an avodah. So at that point in time, they have no problem walking through the blood and lifting their clothing, because they don't need clothing at that point in time. If a czar could bring wood towards the mizbeach, so a kayin who brings wood towards the mizbeach is not doing it b'teres avodah, and he doesn't need his begadim to be in the proper way at that time. But Frank the Gemara, at the end of the day, but when they did the real avodas, like taking the limbs of the or the fats of the carbon to the mizbeach, which we said before is an avoda, and for sure by the halachas dam, which everybody agrees is an avoda, so how did they walk then? They couldn't walk on the floor because it was full of blood, and elamai, they're going to lift up their clothing that we said before is no good. So after the Gemara, the masgiads to be, they walked on these like benches, meaning they were these benches or platforms that were taller than the floor, but they had kedusha of the ritzba. So as far as chatzitz is concerned, it's like they're standing on the floor of the azar, because these platforms had kedusha. But as far as practicality is concerned, since it's higher up, that wasn't in the blood. So when they did the other avodas, they walked on these platforms. when they came to the Halachas Ha'itzim to show the Shvach of how much blood was there. So the Bedavka did not walk on the platforms, rather they walked through the blood to show how much blood was there.
So they did the Shechita and these and everything.
So, I don't know. Right, the pictures don't show such things that they went straight through the Hazara. I don't know how many there were. They had to go through the whole Hazara, even up to the Mizbeach. And there had to be enough of them that there was enough room for plenty of Kahan to walk on them.
All of them. Right. All the rows, we talked about the
I'm not sure how this worked exactly, but so.
Okay.
So then the Mishnah said, "Vayter ketzat tailin umashit." And how did they hang the animal in order to skin it? And the Mishnah discussed the process of skinning it. And then it said, "Kari," they ripped the animal open. Vaytziyos emuruf. They took out the emurim, the parts that go on the mizbeach, the fats, and nasnu b'makas. They put it in a bowl. So we have a girsa of lehaktirim, but depending on how you learn the next Gemara, it seems that there was a different gears in the Mishnah of Vihtirim. And it's Mashra that they put it in the bowl and they burnt it while they were in the bowl. So based on that, or another pshat of Vihtirim is, it's Mashra that the one who put them in the bowl, he was the one who was Makter it. So based on that, the Gemara asks, "Atuhu gufei makteru?" Was he himself the one who put him in the bowl, the one who was makter it? So according to this girsa, which is the girsa that Rashi likes, the kasha is that who's the one who chopped up the animal usually and took out the emurim? The bailim. The bailim was the one who skinned it, and the bailim was the one who butchered it, who chopped it up. If that's the case, the bailim is the Yisrael. So when the Bailam put in the bowl, if your gur is Vig Tiram, it's not like the Bailam did the Akhtara. The Bailam can't do the Akhtara. You need a Kain to do the Akhtara. That was one Girsa. There was another Girsa a little bit differently, not Atu Hu Gufei, but Atu Bimagas Gufei, meaning the Kasha was, it sounds like they put it in a bowl and they burnt it while it was in the bowl. So that's the Kasha. They burnt it while it was in the bowl. They didn't burn it in the bowl. They took it out of the bowl and they threw it onto the fire. So whichever way you learn the kasha, the Gemara answers, "Ema lehaktirim akabim mizbeach." Change the gears, and not from vehaktirim, and they burnt it, but rather lehaktirim. They put it in the bowl to be burnt. So, according to the first shot in the kasha, means the Yisrael puts it in the bowl in order that the kohen could burn it. And according to the second shot in the brisa, it means they put it in the bowl in order that it could be burnt, not that burnt in the bowl, but rather in order that it could be carried to the mizbeach and then thrown onto the fire. Then the Mishnah said, "Yotzekar Rishonim." So on Shabbos they couldn't carry it home. So the first group went out and they stood in the Harabayis. The second group went out and they stood in the Chel. The third group stayed in the Azara until it got dark. Once it got dark, everybody went home. Tana. So the Bais explains, "Kol echad ve'echad nosim pischei be'ayrei." Every person would carry the Pesach, the whole animal, inside the skin of the animal, like a sack. They would hang it over their back and carry it home that way. They would carry it like the way that the Arab merchants used to carry their wares. Says the Mishnah, the following things, parts of the Karban Pesach or avodas that were done to the Karban Pesach are Deicha Shabbos. Like we know, and the Gemara is going to explain over here at great length, how do we know that the Karban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos? But we know that the Karban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. So the following parts of the Karban Pesach are Deicha Shabbos. Shechita Asai. Obviously the Shechita of the Karban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos, who's Rikas Damai. And the Zrika of its blood is Deicha Shabbos. Now this would not be a Deraisa, but at least it's Deicha the Derabbanon. Umichli Krovov, and afterwards they would squeeze out the kishkas, the intestines, from all the garbage that's within them. That part is Deicha Shabbos. Vaktaras Chalov, I'm sorry?
You can't have Kabbalah without Zrika, so does that mean Kabbalah too?
Kabbalah, yeah, it's for sure Deicha Shabbos, but I don't even know if there would be a Derabbanan in Kabbalah. I mean, I don't know if there's Deicha Shabbos, all you're doing is catching the blood. The Zrika, it sounds like it would be a problem because of Tikkun. or something like that, it would be also at least midrabanan. So that's why we're saying that the zrika is derech Shabbos. Either the kabbalah is a kol shekein, or maybe the kabbalah has no issur in the first place. Umichikra was squeezing out the intestines to get out the garbage. Vaktaras halal and burning of the eivar of the fast on the mizbeach. We'll see why that's the Shabbos, because that could have really waited till the night. Al tli asai, but the roasting of it, which it doesn't have to be roasted today, Erev Pesach, it could be roasted tonight on Yom Tov where Eichel Nefesh is Deicha, and it's not Tzarek Gavaya, because as far as the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash is concerned, it doesn't have to be roasted. In order for the person to eat it, it has to be roasted. So that's not going to be Deicha Shabbos. Vadach Haskrov of washing out the Kishkes, that part is also not Deicha Shabbos, meaning to squeeze out initially the garbage in order that it shouldn't spoil, that they did right away. But to do a proper washing, rinsing them out with water, that part did not have to be done on Shabbos. So therefore, any Deicha Shabbos, those things are not Deicha Shabbos. Harkav Asai, the caring of the animal, because the Korban Pesach was a yearling, it was in its first year, it couldn't walk to the Azara many times, so they would have to carry it. Carrying on Shabbos is an Isser, albeit an Isser Derabanan, the way we pass on Chaynes Yis Atzmai, but nonetheless it's an Isser. So the carrying of the lamb to the Beis HaMikdash, Rav Asa Michutz L'Tchum, or let's say it was out of the Tchum, and you have to bring it from without of the Tchum on Shabbos, v'chatichas yabaltoi, or it had some type of wart on it, which is considered a mum. So you want to cut it off in order that it should not show it should be kosher to be a carbon. All those things ain't deichanes a Shabbos, are not deichanes a Shabbos. And like the klal is, like the Mishnah is going to explain later on, that all the hechsheim that could have been done from beforehand are not deichanes a Shabbos. So the same way we say by Mila, anything that could have been done beforehand is not deichanes. After the things that have to be done specifically on that day, like from the Shechita and on, those are Deicha Shabbos. These that could have been done beforehand, and not only the rising that could have been done beforehand are not Deicha Shabbos, even these things that are all abundant in nature, nonetheless, sometimes you find that the Rabbanim were Hamidu Devreim, even B'makam Karis, and therefore they said that these Rabbanims are not Deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer holds, that's Rabbi Eliezer's famous shita, that machshiri mitzvah are not only the mitzvah itself are deicha, but even the machshiri mitzvah are deicha Shabbos. Amr Rabbi Eliezer v'aloi dinu, l'chara k'negi k'av v'chaymer. Ma'im shchita shimishu malacha, shchita itself, which is an av malacha deicha Shabbos. So elu shumishu mishuas, these are, which are only the rabbanon, and l'yitcha v'as Shabbos, kol shekein they should be deicha. Amr Rabbi Shua, so Rabbi Shua said back to him, Yom Tov Yechiach, I'll bring you a raya from Yom Tov, Sheshir Tirubah Mishum Malacha, that there are things that are also Mishum Malacha, and Ava became their motor on Yom Tov because of Eichel Nefesh, V'also Be Mishum Shua, Masha Ingen, there are abundance, they weren't matter for Eichel Nefesh. Meaning if you have food that's out of the Tchum, and you want to bring it in, you're not allowed to bring it in. So we see that the Rabbanon were more machmer on the Rabbanons than on the Isis.
But it's not the source of
Rabbi
Lezer Shiva. And Rabbi Eliezer b'Mila, he just holds Machshir Mitzvah Deicha.
Maybe it's the same Kav Chaimer. If Mila, which is a Malach, is Deicha.
Well, this is his...
That's what the Gemara is assuming as of now. We'll see in the whole Gemara much more, but as of now, that's... Rabbi Eliezer... So Rabbi Eliezer said back to Rabbi Yeshua, Maza Yeshua, what's your raya from the Yeshua? Ma raya Rishus L'mitzah. Eating on Yom Tov is only a Rishus. So for Rishus, yeah, the Chum put down their foot, even though the Midaraisa Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. Over here it's a mitzah, so the Rabbanon are not going to put down their foot. Heshe Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Yeshua walked out of the conversation, and then Rabbi Kiva came into argument with Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Kiva said, I'll bring a raya from Hazah, from the sprinkling of the Paradum. Let's say you had a person that was Tamei Meis, and he has to have Hazah, which is usher normally Mishum Shuas on Shabbos because it's Tikkun, you're fixing the person. But if he doesn't have this Hazah, he's not going to be able to bring his Karban Pesach. So Yimishum Mitzah, so it's a mitzah, it's allowing him to eat the Karban Pesach, and the Yimishum Shuas is only usher the Rabbanon because it's only Tikkun Gavra, and nonetheless, in the Dekas of Shabbos. So too, don't worry about these things. Shabbos is Yimishum Mitzah, even though they're a mitzah, the Yimishum Shuas, and it's only usher the Rabbanon, nonetheless, like Yitchu as a Shabbos. So on that, Rabbi Elazar said back to Rabbi Akiva, V'alea nidan. Over there, Gufa, I'll make the same Kavu Chaymer. I mean, the same way that I'm saying that these are motor, I'm going to say that Hazaz motor. Ma'am, Shchita, Shiyu Mishum Balocha, Shchita, which is Deraisa, and nonetheless, as a Shabbos, so Hazaz, Shiyu Mishum Shlos, Hazaz, which is only a Derabonon, ain't a din, Shiyu Tchas HaShabbos, Kol Shekein, should be Derech HaShabbos. So we'll see tomorrow, Mitzvah, how the Shaka Vatari continues. But as of now, the last time is Anachanami, so Hazaz as well, should be Derech HaShabbos, because if Deraisa are Derech HaShabbos, Kol Shekein Derabonons. Okay.
Is that responding to the fact that... Okay, you should go ahead.